5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although, we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised.
So is there anywhere you would go as like a dark tourist?
I won't go to anywhere we're on the show, I don't think.
No.
I'd maybe look into Rome, see if there's any dark history from the Roman times.
Yeah. So basically, Neil's just started watching Dark Tourist. It's a fucking great show. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. See, some of them I find very interesting. You know, like Day of the Dead or anything like that. There's an episode you haven't actually watched yet, which is it's a like Festival of the Dead kind of thing in Indonesia. It's very interesting, but very macabre.
Sorry, were that in it where there were a museum in the UK?
Yes. That guy was...
He got models of like rape scenes.
Yes,
and
in concentration camps. Like he was fucking off the deep end, that lad.
Yeah, no, I won't go there.
I'm very conflicted on it because I'd be very interested in a lot of stuff, but I don't like when it's... I mean, you could argue it's all exploitative, I suppose. But there's some where it's just like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like the John F. Kennedy tour, and they have the marked spot of, oh, this is where he was shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit much, I think.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, for today's episode, we're going to do another form of lasts. And this time it's going to be last words.
Okay.
So we just jump straight in.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one is Jeffrey David Matthews. Okay. And he was 38 years old. The method was lethal injection and was on the 11th of January in 2011 and it was in Oklahoma. He said, I think the governor's phone is broke. He hasn't called back yet. Now, again, it's simple, but I just like it. It's just like, oh, that was funny. So next one is Barbara Graham and she was 31. Method was gas chamber, 3rd of June, 1955 in California. And she said, good people are always so sure they're right. But, So although that is listed as her final words, prison guard Joe Ferretti, who was responsible for strapping her into the gas chamber, has said that he told her to take a deep breath and it won't be so bad. And she replied, how the hell would you know? Fucking brilliant. So next we have Jimmy Glass. He was age 25 and the method was electric chair. And that was on June 12th in 1987 in Louisiana. While grinning, he said, I'd rather be fishing.
Fuck's sake.
I know.
What would yours be?
It'd be some fucking stupid quote from a sitcom or something. Like, I you know, you hear these people have these real fucking like profound ones. And it's like, Wow, fair play to them.
Yeah.
And mine would be just, I'd be quoting fucking Kath and Kim or, you know, it'd be so stupid.
I think mine, you would say, fair play to him.
Go on.
So you imagine there's a, you know, you got the glass there with people sat watching.
Mm-hmm.
I would look them dead in the eye. Get your sense fucked off!
Now, I've heard you scream that at the top of your lungs and it's fucking terrifying. You can get really loud. Like if you did it over this mic, you'd burst people's fucking eardrums. Can we just give a bit of context to this? Because what the fuck are you like? this was an old fella when you were growing up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you like say your fucking your football went onto his grass or something, he would scream that.
Oh, he would say that to me. I was 7, 8 years old.
Get your sens fucked up.
Get your I'm saying get your sens.
Yeah.
I'm editing it.
Yeah.
Because there's more than one person.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would say to me, get your sen fucked off.
Was he just like a miserable bastard or what?
You're an old guy. That's what they do.
Or were you just always on his fucking grass and
I was always having to fetch me ball or...
Dick.
Play knock-a-door run, edge hopping.
Right. Yeah, we're starting to see his side of things now, aren't we? Right, okay. So moving on to the next one, we have George Apel. I'm pretty sure that's how his name's pronounced. I looked it up and I was getting loads of different pronunciations.
Okay.
So let's go with Apel. So George Apel, he was 41. The method was electric chair, and it was on the 9th of August, 1928, in New York. And he said, well, gentlemen, you're about to see a baked apple. Brilliant. Fucking iconic.
That's probably the best one,
That is my favourite one. So, after that absolute poet of a man, we're dropping it down a gear. We're going to the big boy, John Wayne Gacy, and he was 52. Method was lethal injection, 10th of May, 94. And that was in Illinois. He simply said, kiss my ass.
No, that's my best one. That's the best one.
Fucking dick. Next up is Robert Alton Harris. He was 39. Method was gas chamber, 21st of April, 92, in California. And he said... You can be a king or a street sweeper, but everyone dances with the Grim Reaper.
No. Okay.
I've got a little bit more on this.
Oh.
That's what he said. And that's seemingly based off a line from a film. Okay. You want to know what film?
Okay.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. In the 91 movie, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, they said, you might be a king or a little street sweeper, but sooner or later, you dance with the Grim Reaper. So it seems though he's just like slightly misquoted Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. For his last words.
For his last words on this earth.
I'm laughing, but like I said, I would quote some dumb fucking sitcom or like Kardashians or some shit. I would proper just...
See, I thought yours would be, call me Bubbles, darling.
Everybody does. No, that's what I mean. I would just be a fucking dick. So Robert Charles Terry, he was aged 47. Method was lethal injection and was on the 8th of March, 2012 in Arizona. I love my family. Potato, potato, potato.
What the fuck does that mean?
He went for like, he had a twofer. He was like, I love my family.
Yeah.
And then he had to ruin it with some bullshit. Potato, potato, potato. I love that. Like,
is that something like his family will be like, I know exactly what it means.
Maybe. But either way, I just thought it was fucking hilarious. It's the idea of the like this person. So what was it? Lethal injection. You have the technician sat there about to do something very grim, you know? Yeah. And he's like, you know, let him say his last words. And then it's like, potato, potato, potato. And you're like, for fuck's sake, just get on with it. Like,
and you weren't Irish?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean... He's kind of ripping off our thing, isn't he? So next is George Engel, and he was 51 years old. Method was hanging, and that was the 11th of November, 1887 in Illinois. Hurrah for anarchy. Simple. To the point. Love it. Next is William Prince Davis, and he was 41 years old. Method was lethal injection, and it was in 99 in Texas. This is a bit of a longer one. He said... I'd like to say to my family how truly sorry I am in my soul and in my heart of hearts for the pain and misery that I've caused from my actions. I would like to thank all the men on death row who have shown me love throughout the years. I hope that by donating my body to science, that some parts of it can be used to help someone. That is all I have to say, Warden. Oh, and I would like to say in closing, what about those cowboys?
Fuck off.
Yeah, so he said all that and then he's just like, gotcha. The same as the potato fella.
Oh, I thought what yours could be.
Mm?
Up the fucking rah.
The fucking rah. Do you remember that on Adrian and Jeremy?
On the radio.
It's up the fucking rah. Get off the line, you gobshite. Fuck's sake. Your mates are so funny as well, because they have like the, you know, on radio, they have like a 10 second delay. So if someone says something really bad, they can fucking laugh at that. Brilliant. So Eileen Wuornos.
Remember her? I know this one.
Yeah. This one's just like, what? So she was 46 years old. Method was lethal injection on the 9th of October, 2002 in Florida. She said, "I would just like to say I'm sailing with the rock and I'll be back, like Independence Day with Jesus. June 6th, like the movie, big mothership and all. I'll be back."
Oh, I didn't remember all that.
It's just like, what?
I thought it was just "I'll be back" sort of thing.
I don't fucking know what that's about. So now we're on to James French. I'm not quite sure. I don't have a definitive date of birth for him. So he was either 29 or 30. And the method was electric chair. I was on the 10th of August, 1966 in Oklahoma. And he said, "How's this for a headline? French fries."
Fuck.
Now, that, it's a good one, yeah. But prison warden Ray Page said that when he asked French if he had any last words, French simply replied, "Everything's already been said." So I don't know if he said that at one point, but it wasn't his actual last words. But either way, I thought it was worth a note. I mean, either way, that's a good one as well. Everything's already been said. It really fucking has. So Ruth Snyder, I actually told you about this one before. So Ruth Snyder, she was 32. The method was electric chair and was on the 12th of January, 1928 in New York. And she said, "Father, forgive me. They know not what they do." And the reason why this one is a little bit more significant, not just what she said, when she was executed, you know the way that they can bring people in and they can watch the execution?
Yeah.
Photographer Tom Howard snuck a miniature camera in strapped to his right ankle, and he took a photo of her while she was being electrocuted. And the photo was published the next day under the headline, "Dead" in all capitals and exclamation mark.
Nah.
You can see the picture online and it's just so fucking sick. It's literally a woman in the middle of being executed. Like, it's, he's a fucking piece of shit. So Gerald Lee Mitchell, he was 33. Method was lethal injection and it was in 2001 in Texas. He said, "I'm sorry for the pain. I'm sorry for the life I took from you. I ask God for forgiveness and I ask you for the same. I know it may be hard, but I'm sorry for what I did. To my family, I love each and every one of you. Be strong. Know my love is always with you, always. I know I'm going home to be with the Lord. Shed tears of happiness for me." Also want to note, he was only 17 when he committed his crime. And the crime was he had killed one and he had also injured another during a robbery. But he was 17 at the time. Yeah, just to give a little bit of context. Because what he says is quite kind of like...
Wait, he... Like, I know he killed someone. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people who've killed and they haven't got death penalty.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so I read that and I was like, okay, let me look, like, for what he said, you know, it's not a potato one.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me look into it. And yeah, so basically it was a robbery gone bad, I'll say, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, 17 years old. So that's a whole other conversation of being tried as an adult and all, you know.
Yeah.
So Johnny Frank Garrett, 28 years old, method was lethal injection, and that was on the 11th of February in 92 in Texas. And he said, "I'd like to thank my family for loving me and taking care of me, and the rest of the world can kiss my ass." That is another case we will definitely be covering.
Okay.
It's an interesting one, and it's kind of, I think it's kind of one that you can kind of, well, you can definitely have an opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that there's kind of, I mean, this camp or that camp, you know? So to finish with, we have Richard Zeitvogel, and he was 40 years old. The method was lethal injection and it's on the 11th of December, 96 in Missouri. He simply said, "Keep the faith and rock on." Huh?
Keep the faith.
And rock on.
And rock on.
Bruh. Yeah, do you love it?
No.
Devil horns, mate. No?
No.
Oh.
I think my favourite's Gacy's.
Kiss my ass.
Just kiss my ass.
Yeah, he was such a dick. Do you know what I mean? He was really like, yeah, I did it. And, oh, okay.
Didn't the police, so he thought he was really smart, but didn't the police, they'd like trick him. So they knew he was so arrogant. You know, they'd say, how did you strangle him? And he'd tell them, and they'd be like, you couldn't do that. So they were like, I'll show you. And he'd do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, he'd do it like on their finger or something. And he'd be like, look, I'll show you how to do it.
I'd have to double check that. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
So we'll finish up with an oddity.
Okay.
So today we're going to do Evan Byers.
A what?
Evan Byers.
Okay. I thought you said Evan Fires, and I'm like, where's Evan?
No. Okay, so Evan Byers was a socialite and a professional golfer.
Okay.
So in 1927, he obtained an injury to his arm, and because the pain was persistent, he was prescribed Radithor, I think it's pronounced. And that was a mixture of radium and water. And Radithor was created by William J.A. Bailey. Now, he was a dropout of Harvard, and he was not a doctor, despite what he said. Okay?
Yeah.
He would become very rich off the sales of this product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evan would continue his use of Radithor for quite some time, and that would add up to approximately 1,400 doses he took of it. Okay?
And this is over how long?
I think it was about 3 years.
Okay.
He was taking, so, you know, a lot of doses and for a consistent amount of time.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, there's some negative effects of consuming radium.
I wouldn't know. What's radium?
Basically, it's radiation, okay?
Fuck.
Yeah. So, Evan lost a considerable amount of weight, excessive headaches, his teeth were starting to fall out, and that wasn't all. His jaw began to disintegrate.
What?
Yeah. So, the Federal Trade Commission asked him to testify, but because he'd become so unwell, they just sent a lawyer to get a statement from him. And it said that Byers' whole upper jaw, except two front teeth and most of his lower jaw, had been removed. All the remaining bone tissue of his body was disintegrating, and holes were actually forming in his skull.
Fuck.
Yeah. And on the 31st of March, 1932, Evan died at the age of 51, and his cause of death was said to be radiation poisoning, but in reality it was due to cancers. The Federal Trade Commission did shut down Bailey's company not long after this, so thank fuck. But isn't that fucking terrifying?
Don't show me a picture of him.
You don't want to see a picture?
I don't think I fucking should.
You don't want to see it? No, like, if you don't want to see it, I won't show it to you. No, like, honestly, if it's going to freak you out.
Come on. Remember, it's the whole point of the podcast to scare me. Fucking hell!
Yeah. Pretty bad. You okay?
That's horrific.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, you know, this guy became incredibly wealthy off it. He wasn't even a fucking doctor. Like, putting fucking radium in water and being like, drink that.
Yeah.
Cure you. There you go.
Well, remember, smoking were good for you.
Oh,
back
yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. There you go. So that's a few last words for you. And horrific story about radiation poisoning.
Stay away from it. No good.